Welcome to the weekly broadcast from the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church in Carmichael's, Pennsylvania. We invite you to join with us each week to hear more about the gospel and our Lord Jesus Christ, and more about the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church and its services throughout the year. I'm Father Rodney Torbick, the parish priest. I'll read the gospel for today, followed by a sermon on that reading. The 11th Sunday after Pentecost, Matthew 18:23-35. Therefore the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. When he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold, with his wife and children, and all that he had, that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the master of the servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He laid his hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay you all. And he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were very grieved and came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he called him, said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had compassion on you? His master was angry, and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each one of you, from his heart, does not forgive his brother his trespasses. God's mercy and forgiveness exceed human expectations. God welcomes sinners seeking to repent. God welcomes sinners seeking to grow in Christ. God welcomes sinners desiring to put sin behind and replace sin with Christ. The way to verify the love of God and God's willingness to accept sinners is to repent and draw close to God. Christ's love is readily experienced when a person sincerely repents. Christ's love is known through the forgiveness of sins. Beginning anew in Christ is always possible. The desire for Christ must be greater than the desire for sin. The desire for Christ must prevail over the desire for sin. Prayer draws strength from Christ to combat sin. Prayer is the best defense against sin. Prayer opens the road to the kingdom of God. Prayer keeps a person on the road to the kingdom of God. Prayer establishes the framework for relationships that are Christ-loving. Prayer helps individuals relate to others in ways pleasing to God. Prayer gives believers the wisdom to seek relationships healthy for the soul. Prayer guides the heart and the mind in the forming of relationships. Prayer helps believers live, work, and associate with others in ways consistent with Christ's teachings. The Holy Gospel sets forth the words, life, and teachings of Jesus Christ. Attentive individuals heed Christ as proclaimed in the Holy Gospel. Attentive individuals cherish the teachings of Christ and incorporate them in personal life. Each proclamation of the Holy Gospel is a lesson for life. Life changes for the better when individuals heed the proclamation of the Holy Gospel. Sinful ways are set aside when the words of Christ are utilized in living daily life. Prayer attracts the interests of others seeking the genuine benefits of prayer. Individuals serious about prayer will reach out to others with similar interests. Great value exists when individuals support each other in serious prayer. Sickness and personal problems become more manageable when followers of Christ join together in prayer to deal with the problems at hand. Hope increases when prayers of believers are joined together. Serious believers place great value in prayer. God's willingness to answer prayer is highly valued among serious believers. Experienced believers recount the established value of prayer in their lives. Serious believers are confident that prayer makes a difference in human lives. Grateful believers express appreciation for answered prayers. Grateful believers acknowledge the beneficial results of prayer. The present gospel shows the value of forgiveness. The present gospel reveals the connection between God's forgiveness and the forgiveness humans demonstrate daily in relationship with others. Individuals praying for forgiveness need to demonstrate forgiveness in personal relations. The degree to which a person forgives affects the degree of forgiveness to be received from God. Jesus said, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." Individuals coming to God seeking forgiveness need to personally assess the degree of forgiveness practiced on a personal basis. Believers need to be attentive to personal relationships and determine if personal forgiveness is comparable to the forgiveness shown by God. Individuals always benefit from looking to God for lessons to learn throughout life. The lessons of the Holy Gospel, including the present gospel, have meaning for daily life. The Holy Gospel is always directly relevant for personal life. The life and teachings of Christ are never outdated. The Epistle to the Hebrews states, "Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever." The joy found in Christ is continually renewed in prayer. The hope found in Christ is realized through prayer. Dark moments in life fade away as the resurrection of Christ is held firmly in the heart, the mind, and the soul. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Nasz suśnik, da.
We invite you to visit us at the St. George Sermon Orthodox Church. The Divine Liturgy is held each Sunday at 10 a.m. We also have morning and afternoon services each day. The St. George Church is part of the Eastern American Diocese. Its Grace Bishop Dr. Mitrofan is a diocesan bishop. The St. George Sermon Orthodox Church is located at 296 Old Route 21, across from the power plant near Carmichael's, PA. For directions or times of daily services, please call 724-966-7428. The parish priest is Father Rodney Torbeck. The choir is under the direction of Sonia Jansen. Tom Hunter is the recording engineer for this program. Thank you for listening.